We thank the Lord to give us this opportunity to gather together before Him.
我们感谢主赐给我们这次的机会，能够聚在他的跟前。
I trust after this afternoon's tea and coffee time.
我相信经过今天下午的喝茶和点心的时间
，Everyone is perked up by now.
每一个人都蛮有精神。
So we continue to look up before the Lord.
所以我们继续寻求在主的跟前。
Shall we turn to few portions of scriptures?
我们好不好翻开圣经，再读几处的经文
？Book of Numbers, chapter 1,
民数记第一章。
We'll read from verse 1 to 5.
我们要读第一节到第五节。
And Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first of the second month, in the second year after their departure from the land of Egypt, saying, Take the sum of the whole assembly of the children of Israel, after their families, according to their fathers' houses, by the number of the names, every male according to their poles, from 20 years and upward, all that go forth to military service in Israel. Ye shall number them according to their hosts, thou and Aaron. And with you there shall be a man for every tribe, a man who is the head of his father's house. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you.
以色列人出埃及地后第二年二月初一日，耶和华在西乃的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说，你要按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人名的数目计算所有的男丁，凡以色列中从20岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点，每支派中必有一人做本支派的族长，帮助你们。
And verse 16 to 18,
第16到18节。
These were those summoned of the assembly, princes of the tribes of their fathers, the heads of the thousands of Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, who are expressed by their names, and gathered the whole assembly together on the first of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees after their families, according to their fathers' houses, by the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, according to their poles.
第十六节，这都是从会中选召的，各座本支派的首领，都是以色列军中的统领。于是摩西亚伦带着这些按名指定的人，当二月初一日召聚全会众，会众就照他们的家世、宗族、人名的数目，从20岁以外的都述说自己的家谱。
And we will skip all the references we are going to share to use tonight from chapter 1 to chapter 10. We jump to chapter 10 verse 11 to 13.
我们要跳过今天晚上我们要引用的一些经文，直接读第十章
11 to 13,
第十一到十三节。
And it came to pass in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th of the month, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel set forward according to their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud stood still in the wilderness of Paran, and they first took their journey according to the commandment of Jehovah through Moses.
第十一节，第二年二月二十日，云彩从法柜的帐幕收上去，以色列人就按站往前行，离开西乃的旷野，云彩停住在巴兰的旷野。这是他们照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的，初次往前行。
And we will use one passage in the New Testament as a reference to tonight's sharing.
我们要用新约圣经的一处来作为我们今天晚上讲述的依据。
First Timothy Chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
提摩太前书第三章第十四和十五节。
These things I write to thee, hoping to come to thee more quickly. But if I delay, in the order that thou mayest know how one ought to conduct oneself in God's house, which is the assembly of the living God, the pillar and the base of the truth.
提摩太前书第三章第十四节，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
This morning we shared the church walking the heavenly way.
今天早晨我们交通教会走天路。
We mentioned the meaning of the church, which is different from the assemblies.
我们提到教会这意义和众教会是意义是不同的。
There is one and only one church.
只有一个神的教会。
That is the redeemed ones by the salvation work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是指的所有借着耶稣基督救赎的工作所蒙召的人。
Which is spiritual.
那是属灵的。
We cannot see it all in our physical eyes as well as our physical body.
我们无法一次把所有的借着我们肉眼和我们的身体来看完它。
And there are many assemblies of God's people.
在各样的聚会中有许多神的儿女们。
We mentioned that God desires all the gatherings of his people take the nature of the church.
而神是寄望所众教会都具有那教会的真实性质。
Which is God's design.
那是神所设计的。
And which is God's delight.
那是神所喜悦的。
Unfortunately,
不幸的是,
we know that many gatherings of God's people fell short of God's desire.
许多神儿女们的聚集却亏缺了神所愿望的。
And today, by the mercy of the Lord,
今天因着神的怜悯,
He gathered us together unto the name of His Son.
他把我们聚在他儿子的名下。
We should pray to our God, our Father.
我们应该向神我们的父来祷告。
That he may grant us this desire to please him according to his will.
愿他能够给我们一个愿望，能够来讨他的喜悦。
That is not to say we are perfect.
那不是说我们是完全的。
Nor we are better than anyone else.
也不是说我们比别人更好。
But we need his mercy.
但我们需要他的怜悯。
That we seek after his will and desire to keep his will in our earthly journey.
就是当我们在这属地的旅程中愿意来寻求他的旨意，并且来讨他的喜悦。
That is the reason we share this topic, the church walking the heavenly way.
就是为什么我们交通教会走天路这主题的原因。
And this morning we shared a little bit of this, the meaning of the church.
今天早晨我们交通了一点关于教会的真实意义。
As well as we shared a little bit the nature of this way.
我们也交通到一点关于这条路的性质。
And also we shared a little bit about the principles of how we walk on this way.
我们也交通到在如何在这条路上行走的一些原则。
This evening, we are going to share the preparation for this journey.
今天晚上我们要交通的是为走天路所做的预备。
We know for any person who prepares, who is going to take a long trip or a journey.
我们知道每一个要远行要去旅行的人
We will do some preparation work.
我们都会做一些预备的工作。
If the journey is long and the destination is high,
如果旅程是远的，目标是高的
the preparation work will be even bigger.
啊，那预备的工作就更大一些。
So before actually leading the Israel people onward for this journey.
所以在我们还没有读以色列人在行程中的这些记录的时候，
That is God lead his people from Mount Sinai to enter into the promised land, Canaan.
就是神把他们从旷野从西乃一直带进迦南这段路程。
Before they start this journey,
在他们开始这段旅程之前，
God wants to prepare his people for this journey.
神要预备他的百姓来做这个旅程。
And this preparation work is recorded from chapter 1 to chapter 10.
啊，这个
Numbers
啊，这个预备的工作就记载在民数记第一到第十章里面。
And the preparation work for this action, we call it the administration of the house of God.
啊，这个预备的工作我们称它为神家的治理。
Or some people may use that word, the government of God.
或有人会说是神的行政。
As we mentioned, the house of God, one thing is that he is the owner, he is the Lord of his house.
如同我们已经提过的，在神的家中，神是所有人，他是家主。
God has the say, God has his way.
神是有发言权的，他有他的道路。
If we try to help him and use our own design,our own way to manage his household, then that's not household of God.
如果我们想用我们的设计、我们的方法来帮助神的话，那就不是神的家了。
That is the reason why in chapter 1 to 10, God commanded Moses how to prepare his people for this journey.
这就是为什么在第一到第十章里面，神告诉摩西如何来预备他的百姓奔跑这条天路。
All this commandment in these 10 chapters,
啊，在这十章当中所有一切的命令
is how God will arrange his household for this journey to his destination.
就是神如何的安排他的家能够进入他的目的地。
Only under God's administration,
只有在神的治理之下，
then God's people will gather together and be built up as the house of God.
那么神的百姓就可以聚在一起，并且被建立成为神的家。
In the New Testament word, to build up the body of Christ as the house of God.
在新约时代，那就是说如何建立基督的身体，使他成为神的家。
God's government is manifested in his church today.
神的行政今天就显在他的教会中，
Among his people，
在他的百姓中。
That is how the body of Christ is built up in actual practice.
这就是基督的身体如何在实际中被建立。
For every child of God，
对于每位神的儿女来说，
When we entered into corporate life，
当我们进入团体的生活，
When we enter into church service，
当我们进入教会的侍奉，
It's a must for us to understand God's administration.
认识神的行政是必须的。
Only when we understand His way, His administration，
只有当我们认识他的道路和他的治理的时候，
Then we can walk forward under His leading and under his guidance，
我们才有可能在他的带领和他的指引之下跟他往前。
And we can live a normal church life as well as church service with brothers and sisters，
我们也才可能与弟兄姊妹们一同来过教会生活和来执行教会的侍奉。
Quite pitifully today，
但是非常令人伤心的是，
We see many difficulties and troubles encountered among God's people.
我们在神百姓的中间发现遭遇到许多的困难。
It's not because God's people doesn't have a love for God.
那并不是因为神的儿女们对神缺少爱。
Doesn't have a fervency, have a heart for service.
也不是他们对于侍奉没有心，没有热忱。
Actually, we all have a fervent seed to serve the Lord.
实际上，许多神的儿女们都很有热忱来侍奉神。
But as we move forward,
但是当我们往前行的时候
，we encounter many problems and many difficulties.
我们却遇见了许多的问题，许多的困难。
One of the causes is because we don't understand God's administration.
其中一个原因就是我们并不认识神的治理。
Or we may heard of it, but we don't accept it.
或是我们曾经听过却没有接受。
We don't think that's God's command.
我们不认为那是神的命令。
We don't know the way of God.
我们不认识神的道路。
So only when we understand God's administration in His house.
所以只有当我们认识神在他家中的治理时候
，then His lordship, His ownership is established among His people.
他为主的地位和他的所有权才能够在他百姓中间得着施展。
Then we can walk together with brothers and sisters in church life as well as in service.
我们那时候才可能与弟兄姊妹们一同来过教会生活，来实行教会侍奉。
Once we understand God's administration,
一旦我们认识了神的治理
，and we obey it,
并且顺服他
，and we submit ourselves under His government,
我们把自己降服在他的行政之下
，and that is the way of the whole church to be blessed by God.
这是教会能够蒙神祝福的原因的方法。
Let me say it again.
让我再说一次。
Oftentimes, our personal failure or our corporate failure as a church group, as an assembly.
很多时候，我们无论是个人或是团体，在神面前的失败
is because we don't understand or we fail to obey.His administration
都是因为我们不认识或是我们没有顺服他在我们中间的治理。
So when Paul wrote to Timothy
所以当保罗写给提摩太的时候
He told Timothy If I delayed to come to Ephesus
他告诉提摩太说若是我单言去以弗所的时间
You should know how to conduct yourselfin the household of God.
你应当知道在神的家中当如何行。
And this household is the church of living God.
而这个家就是永生神的教会。
Brothers and sisters, we every saved child of God,
弟兄姊妹们每一位神的儿女
we need to come before the Lord as the people at the foot of Mount Sinai.
我们都需要来到主的面前，如同以色列人到达西乃山下。
To seek after His face,
来寻求神的面
，and seek to listen to understand His administration, His will,
来寻求听并且明白他的治理和他的愿望。
So tonight, if the Lord allows,
所以今天晚上主若许
，I'll share seven aspects of God's administration.Concerning His people.
今天晚上要交通关于神他预备他百姓的七个原则。
From chapter 1 to chapter 10.
从第一章到第十章。
The first one, the scripture reference we already read.
第一段就是我们已经读过的经文。
That is in chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, and verse 16 to 18.
就是第一章的第一到第五节，第十六到十八节。
In the house of God,
在神的家中
，there is a principle called spiritual leadership.
在神的家中有一个原则，称为属灵领袖的原则。
So God told Moses,
所以神告诉摩西说
，and God told Moses and named the 12 names.
神晓谕摩西要去在以色列十二支派中找出十二个人。
神提名告诉摩西、啊、
神提名告诉摩西说找出
这
十二个人
十二个人的名字
这十二个人的名字
to summon them together
把他们聚集在一起
for a purpose to number all the people
为了一个目的就是来数点神的百姓
let's go back to the history a little bit
那我们回到历史中来看一下
we know just a year ago, more than a year or so, the Israelites just came out from Egypt.
就在一年多前，也就是以色列人刚从埃及出来的时候。
There are a big people, around 2 million.
他们有很大的一群人，大约有200万。
And there's no order, no organized order among them.
在他们中间没有一个组织的秩序。
They were just very loosely related to one another.
他们彼此之间的关系是很松散的。
By the fathers of each household, they gather together before Moses and Aaron.
他们只是按着各家怎么聚集在亚伦和摩西的面前。
And God somehow built up their faith from the 10 plagues.
但是神就在他们中间建立起信心。
借着十个灾难。
借着十个灾难建立他们对神的信心。
So they were able to follow Moses, that is, follow God's command to depart from Egypt.
以至于他们能够跟随摩西，也是跟随神的命令，能够离开了埃及。
And they encamped at the foot of Mount Sinai.
那么他们就扎营在西奈山脚下。
For about a year.
大约有一年之久。
We all know the story.
我们都知道这些故事。
And after the second time Moses went up to the top of Mount Sinai, they built the tabernacle according to the pattern on the mount revealed to Moses.
在摩西第二次上山领受神的晓谕之后，他们建立起会幕。
And then God called Moses to number the people.
之后神就晓谕摩西来数点神的百姓。
In the New Testament light, they were just saved for about a year.
如果用新约圣经的观点来看，他们只不过得救才一年之久。
By no means they are perfect spiritually.
在属灵上来看，他们绝不可能是完全成熟。
By no means they are far from they are far from mature spiritually.
他们在属灵的成熟上来说是还差得很远。
But the Lord called this 12 men.
但是神呼召了这十二个人。
They are princes of the 12 tribes.
他们是十二支派的首领。
In other words, they are honorable among their family, their tribe people.
换句话说，他在他们的家世和宗族中乃是有名望的。
So the condition of their life is honorable and mature.
也就是说，他们的生命是尊贵的，是成熟的。
And also they are heads of the armies of their tribe.
同时他们也是他们支派中间军队的统领。
That means that in that loosely organized crowd, they take labors and they lead people and they bear responsibilities.
也就是说，在这些松散的组织的百姓中间，这十二位他们在神的家中担起的责任，他们劳苦带领神的百姓。
So God selected them and summoned them by name.
所以神就提名呼召他们。
That means God knows them.
也就是神认识他们。
God sees them.
神看见了他们。
Sees the condition in them.
神看见他们的光景。
And God approved them.
所以神就印证了。
Then through Moses, God appointed them.
所以借着摩西神就来呼召
to be the leaders of their tribes.
他们就成为各支派的领袖。
What is their responsibility?
那他们的责任是什么呢？
To call all the people gather together before God and number them.
乃是把他百姓们召聚过来，并且按着人名数目去数点他们。
After this numbering, we know that these males, they are organized, they are orderly, walking together.
在数点的时候，这些男丁们那是被组织起来，很有秩序在神的跟前。
So in each gathering of God's people, the assembly of God,
所以在神百姓的每一个聚集当中，
God sets spiritual leaders.
神都设立属灵领袖。
If we don't know that God has this principle,
如果我们不知道神有这样的原则，
then we want to be democratic among God's people.
我们就希望在神的百姓中间采取民主的制度。
And everything, everybody has a say.
啊，每一件事情每个人都可以说话。
Then nothing get fulfilled, nothing get done by the will of God.
这样的话，在按着神的旨意就一事无成。
So even though they are very young Christians, so to speak.
所以如果有些基督徒他是刚刚蒙恩的，
我们可以这样说，他们不过是非常年轻的基督徒
啊，这些以色列人可以说是非常年轻的基督徒。
They were saved only 1 year.
他们仅仅得救了一年。
But God wants to set up His household according to His principle.
但是神要在他的家中按照他的原则来建立。
So what this lesson to us? What is the lesson for us to learn?
所以这个对我们来说有什么属灵的教训呢？
When we gather together before God.In His Son's name, our Lord Jesus.
当我们在神儿子的名下聚集的时候
，Among even few brothers and sisters,
即使只有少数的弟兄姊妹在一起
，there will be someone that they are more advanced in spiritual pursuit.
他们有中间有的人，就是在属灵追求上是比较在前的。
And in their heart, they have a purpose to know God and to serve God.
在他们的心中有一个愿望，有一个目的，要认识神并且侍奉神。
So we will honor these brothers and sisters as God arranged them to be our spiritual leaders.
那我们就应当尊重这些人作为属灵的领袖。
And for each and every one of us, the second lesson we can learn.Is that we have a desire and longing to pursue the Lord.
那么对我们每一个人来说，应当在我们里面有一个愿望，有一个渴慕来追求主。
So our spiritual life will grow in Him.
以致我们的属灵生命在他里面得以增长。
So that maybe one day God can use us as His vessel.
也许有一天神就可以用我们作为他手中的器皿
to help others
来帮助其他的人
Brothers and sisters spiritual leadership is not someone stand up always give command to other people
弟兄姊妹们属灵领袖的原则并不是说有的人喜欢站起来每一次都去告诉别人怎么做
We know when the 12 disciples following the Lord
我们知道当十二使徒们跟随主的时候
Oftentimes, behind the back of our Lord, or even openly before the Lord, they argue who shall be the greatest.
很多时候，或在主的跟前，或在主的背后，他们就彼此争论谁为大。
And in other words, they want to take the command, take the charge.
换句话说，他们中间有人想要为首，想要为大。
Everyone have to have their own say among them.
每个人。他们都有发言权
And nobody would submit to anyone else.
没有一个人愿意顺服在另外一个人手下
So one day Jesus tell them, if you want to be great among you,
所以有一天主就告诉他们说，在你们中间谁愿意为大
Let me tell you,
让我告诉你们
you should become everyone's servant.
你要成为众人的仆人
That is spiritual leadership.
这就是属灵领袖的原则
That is why I say,Their life is honorable.
这就是为什么我说他们的生命是尊贵的。
They take the likeness as our Lord Jesus, He served us.
因为他们效法主耶稣的样式，因为主侍奉服侍我们。
When Jesus came down to earth and put on his flesh on earth,
当主耶稣降世为人，穿上肉身的时候
before he took the flesh, he take the image.As a bond slave to God the Father.
在他还没有道成肉身之前，他已经取掉奴仆的形象。
So he can be our spiritual leader.
因此，他可以成为我们属灵的领袖。
Today in God's household,
今天在神的家中
，those who serve the most,
那些服侍最多的
，those who are more humble than anyone else,
那些比众人都更谦卑的。
The humble is not just outward show.
啊，这谦卑不是外表的样式。
But lowly in his mind.
乃是在那心思中是降至卑微的。
That person never takes a stand outstanding than anyone else.
这个人从不认为自己高出其他人。
Then we should honor this kind of life.
这样的生命我们就应当尊重。
That is the administration in God's household.
这就是神家中的治理原则。
And he is willing to pay the price to take, to bear the responsibilities.
这样的人他就愿意来承担责任。
The responsibilities of others.
承担其他人的责任。
Brothers and sisters,How thankful we shall be.
我们该当何等的感恩。
Because we have seen so many dear brothers and sisters ahead of us.
因为我们看见了多少在我们前面的弟兄姊妹们。
They served us this way.
他们是这样的来侍奉神。
So, make us to walk to today's status.
今天我们是否应该按着他们的脚踪来行？
好使我们走到今天这个地步。是
他们，是他们，使我们能走到今天的地步。
是他们服侍的结果。
因为这是他们服侍的结果。
The second thing,
第二件事。
Let's read chapter 3.
我们来读第三章。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
And these are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that Jehovah spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priests, who were consecrated to exercise the priesthood. And Nadab and Abihu died before Jehovah when they offered strange fire before Jehovah in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no sons.And Eleazar and Itamar exercised the priesthood in the presence of Aaron, their father.
第三章第一节，耶和华在西乃山晓谕摩西的日子，亚伦和摩西的后代如下：亚伦的儿子长子名叫拿达，还有亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛，这是亚伦儿子的名字，都是受膏的祭司，是摩西叫他们承接圣职，供祭司职分的。
Verse、
拿达亚比户在西乃的旷野向耶和华献燔火的时候就死在耶和华面前了，他们也没有儿子。以利亚撒以他玛在他们的父亲亚伦面前共祭司的职分。
Verse 5 to 8,
第五到第八节。
And Jehovah spoke to Moses saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him.And they shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole assembly before the tent of meeting to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the utensils of the tent of meeting and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle.
第五节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你使利未支派进前来，站在祭司亚伦面前，好服侍他。替他和会众在会幕前所所吩咐的办理帐幕的事，又要看守会幕的器具，并所所吩咐以色列人的办理帐幕的事。
11 to 13,
第十一到十三节。
And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of every firstborn that breaketh open the womb.Among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine, for every firstborn is mine. On the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both of man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am Jehovah.
第十一节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，我从以色列人中拣选了利未人，代替以色列人一切投生的，利未人要归我，因为凡投生的是我的。我在埃及地击杀一切投生的那日，就把以色列中一切投生的，连人带牲畜，都分别为圣归我，他们定要属我，我是耶和华。
Verse 14 and 15.
第十四、十五节。
And Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the sons of Levi according to their fathers' houses, after their families, every male from a month old and upward shall thou number them.
第十四节。 耶和华在西乃的旷野晓谕摩西说，你要照利未人的宗族家世数点他们，凡一个月以外的男子都要数点。
And in this passage from chapter 3 to chapter 4,
在第三章到第四章的这段经文里，
God commanded Moses to number the priest's family as well as the Levite.
神吩咐摩西数点祭司家族和以色列
and also
利未支派。
And also God showed forth their spiritual responsibilities to the house of God.
神也指示他们在神家中他们当尽的职责。
So we use this to share a little bit aboutThe principle of spiritual responsibilities.
我们要借着这段经文来讲述属灵职责的原则。
We children of God,
我们作为神的儿女。
We were saved by grace.
我们是靠着恩典而得救。
And this is a free gift to each one who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
对每一位相信主耶稣的人，这都是白白的恩典。
And once we are saved, we feel great.We have to do nothing.
我们一旦得救了，我们觉得这是太好了，我们什么都不用做。
So as we were saved, we enter into the house of God.
我们一旦得救，我们也进入神的家。
We enjoy to be served.
我们享受别人服侍我们。
And we enjoy everything. We thought that is grace.
我们也享受一切的恩典。
But in the grace of God, man has his responsibilities to fulfill.
但是在神的恩典中，每个人都有他当尽的责任。
Because the grace of God has a purpose.
因为神的恩典是有目的的。
That is to build us up in His life, in His will.
就是在他的生命和旨意中来建立我们。
And to build us up this way, we have to learn to bear spiritual responsibilities.
唯有照着这样来建立我们，所以我们必须学会背属灵的责任。
And these spiritual responsibilities are represented by the tribe of Levi.
而这个属灵责任，那是借着利未支派来表现的。
For Aaron's family, they will serve as priest.
亚伦家族的人，他们来作为祭司侍奉。
And they serve orderly.
他们是按着次序的侍奉。
We see Aaron's sons.They serve as priests under or before the presence of their father Aaron.
我们看见亚伦的儿子们，那是他们父亲的面前来学习侍奉。
And once more we see there is a spiritual order in God's house in terms of service.
我们再一次看见在神的家中侍奉上是有次序的。
When Aaron gave a charge to his sons,
当亚伦把职责交给他们儿子的时候，
they will notDiscuss or argue or talk back.
他们不会在那讨论或是回嘴。
And they cannot do something behind their father, behind Moses, behind God himself.
他们也不可以在他们的父亲或是摩西或是神的背后去私自做什么事。
If they do something like that,
若他们做了这样的事，
just like the two elderly sons of Aaron.
就像亚伦的两个大的儿子
Not according to God's command through their father they offered up common fire
他们没有按照神吩咐他们的父亲而用燔火去献祭
And instantly they were stricken down they were killed
顷刻之间他们就被击杀了
Today that means we will lose spiritual life
对我们今天来说就是会丧失属灵的生命
Once we come out our self life comes out to touch God's household
如果我们自己的生命出来去摸神家的事
Definitely we will meet spiritual death
必然的我们会遇见属灵的死亡
And we don't know how to pray among brothers and sisters
我们就不知道在弟兄姊妹中间如何祷告了
Because it's dead within
因为在里面是死的
Brothers and sisters have you had thisKind of experience before.
兄姊妹们，你是否曾经有过这样的经历
？I have to admit, I have done many times of these mistakes.
我必须承认，我犯了许多这样的错误。
And here we see, this responsibility is for the household of God.
这里我们看见这个责任乃是为着神的家的。
To take care of the tabernacle，
来办理帐幕的事。
And this to be the servant of God，
来作为神的仆人。
And also in this passage we see to serve God is a very honorable identity and position before God。
并且借着这些经文，我们看见能够侍奉神，实在是在身份上和地位上都是十分尊贵的。
And all the Levites represent the firstborn of God's people。
所有利未人，他们乃是代表一切以色列人中头生的。
We know in the old times, the firstborn is the birthright。
我们知道，在旧约时代。长子是得双倍福分的。
He will have a double portion of inheritance.
因为他们的长子名分，他们可以得着双份的产业。
And he will receive, inherit all the promises of God that given to his father.
他们也承受了神给他们父亲一切的祝福。
So today, we Christians, children of God,
所以今天作为基督徒，作为神的儿女
，as we were saved, we were set as the firstborn before God.
当我们得救之后，我们在神那里就是被立为长子。
That is a very honorable position and identity.
啊，这在身份和地位上都是十分尊贵。
And also to number these Levites,
并且来数点这些立位人。
It's not like to number all the males of the Israelites.
不像数点其他。以色列支派的男丁
For military service, only the males 20 years old and upward is counted.
要参加军队的侍奉，必须是20岁以上才能够被数点。
But for Levites, their service will be counted as 1 year, 1 month old and upward.
而数点利未人却是一个月以上就被数点了。
How great is the mercy and grace of our Lord.
神的怜悯和恩典是何等的大。
He doesn't need us to do great works for him.
他并不要我们去为他行大事。
Just saved 1 month, we can serve him.
就是得救一个月，我们就能够侍奉。
We can do whatever things in the household of God.
我们可以做神家中他所托付我们的事。
For the sake of the Lord，
为了我们主耶稣的缘故
，honor him，
来荣耀他。
Sometimes I see brothers and sisters，
有些时候我看见弟兄姊妹
，I would call them brothers and sisters，
我也称他们为弟兄姊妹
，because they just came into the meeting，
其实他们才刚到聚会来
，they are gospel friends，
他们还是福音朋
友 ，but somehow in the meetings the Lord has touched their heart.
但不知怎样，神就摸到了他们的生命。
And their heart changed. They accept the Lord.
他们的心就改变了，他们就接受主了。
And you can see the countenance of their is changed.
我们可以看见他们的外表改变了。
And after the meeting is over,
在聚会一结束
，when they stood up,
他们站起来
，they will help to move the chairs to set the table for the love feast.
他们就为着爱宴来摆桌子摆椅子
Just 1 month old or 1 hour old they start to serve
一个月大或是一小时大他们就开始侍奉神
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
That is God's design
这就是神的设计
That is God's will
这是神的旨意
That is God's administration
这是神的
旨意 Concerning spiritual responsibilities
就是关乎属灵责任的安排
Even one month old
即使只有一个月大
In this very young spiritual life their spiritual function
他们即使非常的属灵生命很年轻却有属灵的功用了
Some young brothers and sisters come to the meetings a little earlier before the meeting to set up everything
有的弟兄姊妹会在聚会前早一点来安排来安置许多事
To ask the elderly leaders what can I do and how shall I do it
他们会问年长一点的弟兄姊妹说我能做什么我怎么做
Brothers and sisters that is a very beautiful thing
弟兄姊妹们这是一个非常美丽的事
That delights God's heart
这叫神的心非常喜悦
And that will make your spiritual life grow
这叫你的属灵生命得以成长
As the life grows
当你生命成长的时候
then your spiritual function will also be enlarged and be manifested.
而你的属灵的功用也被会被显明并且被扩大
until one day into maturity.
有一天它能够达到成熟
and but one thing we know.
但有一件事情我们知道
as far as officially, forgive me to use this word.
就是我用一个词叫做正式的。
Officially take charge of responsibilities.
就是很正式的把属灵责任扛在肩膀上。
We need to have a period of training, period of time of training.
我们需要一段时期的训练。
So we see Aaron trains his sons.
所以我们看见亚伦训练他的儿子们。
And in each families of the Levi's tribe,
而在每一个利未家族的里面
there is a chief father.Who will supervise everyone to learn how to serve?
他们有做父亲的首领来训练他们的儿子们如何侍奉。
You know, by then, the tabernacle was only set up for a full month.
我们知道在那时候会幕才立起只有一个月之久。
So everything is fresh, everything is brand new.
每一件事情都是新鲜的，都是非常新的。
How they should wrap those furnitures? They never done it before.
他们如何来来把这些家具收拾起来没有做过。
So Moses would instruct Aaron.
所以摩西就来指示亚伦。
And Aaron would instruct his sons.
亚伦就指示他的儿子。
And his sons would supervise the chief fathers of the families of Levi.
亚伦的儿子们就来指示这些利未家族的这些家长们。
Dear brothers, sisters, do you see this is a beautiful picture?Of the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有看见这在神家中是一幅美丽的图画
？It's not something they come together. Let's discuss. Let's have a mental
brainstorm.
What's the best way, most efficient way we can do it?
不是说我们聚在一起来讨论讨论，或是来一个脑力激荡，然后我们就决定说我们怎么做了。
If we do it that way, that is not the house of God.
如果我们这样做的话，那就不是神的家。
That is the society. That is earthly. That is worldly.
那是世界那是那是属地的，那是社会。
We need to see the spiritual order in God's household.
我们必须看见在神家中那个属灵的秩序。
And we need to follow the principle that we mentioned this morning.
我们必须来遵行今天早晨我们提到的神家中的原则
The center, the cross, the Holy Spirit, the ark, and the principle of faith
就是讲到那个中心讲到约柜讲到圣灵讲到其他的事
And only after certain years of learning and training
在经过一段年日的训练之后
Then that person will be officially full-fledgedset up to take charge of things.
这个人就可以正式的来负担起属灵的侍奉责任。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is very serious matter.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Oftentimes, we do things according to our will, and we ask the Lord to approve it.
很多时候我们按着自己的意思来做，但求神来祝福。
We were never been trained. 求神盖章。
求神来盖章。
Brothers and sisters, you know, the Levites start from 25 years old. They will enter into the tabernacle and be trained for 5 years.
我们知道利未人他们在25岁就要进去受训练然后5年之后他们才可以承担责任。
What then they, after these 5 years, what do they learn? To wrap furnitures.
这五年中间他们学什么就是如何来安排这家具
unwrap it.
来把它展开
you will say that's simple
你说这太简单了
I know long time ago
我老早就知道怎么做
at my house I do it all the time
我在家里面老早就会做了
but that's not God's house
但神的家就不是
we need to learn
我们需要学
we need to learn how to listen
我们需要学会听
to follow command, follow directions,
来学会来遵行命令
And one day, the small voice speaks within you, you will follow.
那么有一天这微小的声音在你里面说的时候，你才有可能遵行。
If from day one you said I already heard the small voice within me, who are you? I will do it this way. Brothers and sisters, that's not the administration of God.
如果你从第一天开始就说我已经都知道了，我何必需要在你的指示呢，那就不是神的教了。
I say this because I made this mistake.
弟兄姊妹，我这样说是因为我曾经犯过这样的错误。
Until one day God's light came upon me.
我犯了许多次的错误，直到有一天神的光临到了我。
Then I learned to submit.
那么我就学习来顺服。
And I learned not to reason, not to talk back.
我就学会不讲理，不去还嘴。
Brothers and sisters, in the military, when a higher upper rank say something, what do you answer?
弟兄姊妹们，在军队里面，如果一个高阶的军官向你说话的时候，你怎么回答呢？
My son knows it well.
啊，我的儿子对这个很了解。
He was attention and say yes, sir.
啊，他就会立正，然后说是的，长官。
That is the learning.
这就是学习。
The Levites.
这就是立位人的学习。那些祭司们的学习。
Because this is a sacred thing you touch.
因为我们所摸着的是神圣的事物。
It's concerning life or death.
那是关乎生与死的事情。
Spiritual living or spiritual death.
是关乎属灵的生或属灵的死的事情。
We need to be trembling before the Lord.
我们必须在主面前恐惧战惊。
Oftentimes, when my elderly brothers told me, suggest to me, you should do this.
很多时候有一些年长的弟兄告诉我说你应该这样做。
When I was young,
当我还年轻的时候
I said, let me pray about it.
我就说让我祷告看看。
And after a few days, I said, the Lord hasn't spoken to me yet.
我就告诉他说神还没有告诉我呢。
So I didn't do it.
那我就没有做。
And God's work never get done through me.
神的工作就从来没有经借我来完成。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's household, His administration.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在神的家中，神有他的治理。
We need to submit ourselves under His administration.
我们必须把自己降服在他的治理之下。
That is to learn He is on the throne, to experience His authority.
我们就是要来学习认识他坐在宝座上，我们来经历他的主权。
You know, for the priests, they have to enter into the tabernacle at year of 20.
我们知道祭司们他们在二十岁的时候来进入帐幕。
They learn, they be trained for 10 years. At 30 years old, they will be set up as a full-fledged priest.
他们必须被训练十年之后，在三十岁，他们才能够尽职。
They don't do things independently.
他们并没有独立去做。
They do their own work.
他们做他们的事。
But every work they do is related to other brothers and sisters' responsibility.
但是他们所做的那件事是跟所有其他弟兄姊妹都有关系。
That is coordination.
那就是一个协调。
Just like our body.
就像我们的身体一样。
If I close my eyes,
如果我闭上我的眼睛
and I don't see anything,
我什么都没有看见的时候
although my ear can hear people around me,
但是我的耳朵仍然听见在我周围的人
but I don't see anything,
虽然我没有看见
but if my eyes open,
但是如果我眼睛打开的话
then there's a sound and my eyes will turn to that direction, I will see who speaks,
那么有一个声音来了 我就会转眼去看他，我就知道谁说话了。
EyesOnly responsible in seeing,
因为眼睛只负责看。
But he coordinate with the ear.
但是他与耳朵来合作。
That is God's household.
那就是神的家。
We do things not just independently.
我们不独立来做事。
Brothers and sisters, we know everything we do will relate to others.Will influence others.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道，我们每一件做的事情都与其他人有关，并且是会影响其他人的。
Brothers and sisters, that is how we learn the lesson of love.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们学习爱的一个功课。
Sometimes I heard an elderly servant of God.
有些时候，我听见年长的弟兄这样说
：When we eat, sometimes our teeth will bite our tongue.
当我们吃饭的时候，有些时候我们的牙齿就会咬舌头。
Have you had that experience?
你曾经有过这样的经历吗？
That is a painful experience.
那是一个痛苦的经历。
Sometimes I hurt my tongue.
有些时候我伤到自己的舌头。
And the tongue will not say to the teeth, I'm going to move out.
我的舌头没有跟牙齿说我要搬家了。
And next time, if you eat, I'm not going to turn the food in the mouth.
下次你在咬的时候
to move the food in the mouth.
我再也不帮你搬运食物了。
No, although the tongue is hurt deeply.
虽然舌头是深深的受了伤。
Sometimes I bit my tongue and it hurt for 2 months.
有些时候我把自己的舌头咬了。
Because it's a deep cut.
它因为伤得很深了，这整整两个月的痛。
That 2 months, my whole body feels the pain.
但是那两个月，我全身都感觉到痛。
But my tongue still stays there.
但我的舌头仍然留在那里。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is the lesson of coordination.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是彼此配搭的原则。
That is how we learn spiritual responsibility.
就是我们学习如何承担属灵责任的事。
Then we will start to realize we are one body.
那我们就开始感觉到我们在一个身体里。
I'm just one member of the whole body.
我只不过是整个身体中的一个肢体而已。
I need everyone.
我需要每一个人。
And also other brothers and sisters also need me.
并且其他的弟兄姊妹也需要我。
Don't think you are just a small potato. It doesn't matter you come or not.
不要认为自己是一个小马铃薯来不来无所谓。
微不足道的人。
微不足道的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are important in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在基督的身体里面每个都是重要的。
It's not...Because I'm interested, so I will take turns to do everything. Rotate.
并不是说我们按着兴趣，然后轮流的来做每件事。
But everyone does his own assignment.
乃是每个人都尽他当尽的那份责任。
For instance, this camp.
譬如说以这次的聚会来说。
The Portland group was responsible.To the affairs, the general affairs.
波特人的聚会承担着事务的责任。
We had several prep meetings.
我们有几次的预备聚会。
And we pray together for the first part of the meeting.
我们在每次聚集的时候都先祷告。
And then we take few minutes to make assignment.
我们也花一点时间来做安排。
And we make sure each group, each department will not overlap with people.
我们要确定每一个组织人没有重叠。
So everybody can focus on what he's doing.
每一个人都可以专注在他应当尽的责任。
But every department is communicating with others.
但是每一个组都跟其他组织之间常有交通。
That is called coordination.
那这就讲到配搭。
We have to learn.
我们必须学习。
We have to know this is God's administration.
我们必须知道这就是神的治理。
And one more thing.
那还有一件事。
We share all the same life.
我们都分享了同一个生命。
But we have different functions.
但功用不相同。
And we have different expression of gifts.
我们也有不同的恩赐的表现。
Because of this functions difference.
因为的功用的不同。
Then we will have different responsibilities.
我们就承担不同的责任。
So when we do this,Take this responsibility.
当我们承担责任的时候
，We don't compare with others.
我们就不跟别人去比较。
We don't compete with each other.
我们不跟别人去竞争。
We will never have a passive or negative attitude toward others.
我们也不会有消极的、负面的一些态度。
And we will never do something behind people's back.
我们也不在别人背后做一些不好的事，排挤人。
Then thirdly, in God's administration.
那么第三个在神的治理当中。
That's recorded in chapter 5.
在是在记载在第五章。
I call it the normal and healthy church life.
我称它为正常的健康教会的生活原则。
There are three important factors.
在这里有三个重要的要素。
You know, if we walk by ourselves,
弟兄姊妹们，如果是我们自己行走的话
then it's easy.
那很容易。
If you want walk, you walk. If you want stay, you stay.
你想走就走，你想留，你想停就停。
But for 2 million people to move together,
但是要让200万人一同行动。
For 2 million people to live together,
要让200万人一同生活。
Then There must be some lesson to learn.
那必须有许多功课学习。
Like this time when we meet together and we live together.
像这次我们这样来一起相聚，一起生活。
Our dear brothers and sisters who arranged the dorm assignment.
我们安排宿舍的弟兄姊妹们。
It's very hard work for them, difficult work.
对他们来说，那个工作是很困难的。
When they assign you with other people room in one place.
当他们指定你跟另外一个人住在一个房间里
，They need to know ahead of time if you snore in the night.
他们要知道你是不是会打呼
，Because that will interfere other people's sleep.
因为打呼会影响另外一个人的睡眠。
So all these things, what we do, what we stay, brothers and sisters, will influence others, will hurt the body or edify the body.
所以我们无论是做或不做，都会影响。都可能会伤害到其他人。
So we need to know what's the important factors to maintain this normal and healthy church life and service.
所以我们必须知道有哪些要素是影响教会能够过一个正常健康的生活的原则。
For this corporate body to walk the heavenly way together to the end.
要让这个属灵的团体能够一起来走向那个目的地。
Everyone need to know and pay attention to interrelationships.
每个人都必须认识并且注意彼此的关系。
I call it public health.
我称它这位叫公共
卫生。公共卫生。You know, almost 4,000 years ago, God already very care for public health.
你知道在四千年前神就已经非常注重公共卫生了。
First thing to keep the cleanness, healthiness in the camp.
第一就是在神要维持这个营的清洁和健康。
For time's sake, I won't read the scripture references.
为了时间的缘故我就不读经文了。在第五章里面。
All the people who has lepers should be removed outside the camp.
所有长大麻风的要被请出营外。
Anyone who has an issue, go outside the camp.
犯漏症的必须被请出营外。
I like Darby's translation. Issue is not a flux or flow.
达比丁把这个翻译叫做 issue, 就是指的与人有争执或是与人有过节。
In Chinese or in English connotation, issue means if you say, I have an issue with you, means,we have something to discuss, right?
如果有人说我跟你有问题的话，就表示说我们有些事需要谈谈了。
Because if this issue won't resolve, then we can't get along.
如果这个问题没有解决的话，我们是不能够相处的。
Brothers and sisters, this issue if remains need to be removed outside of the camp.
如果有这样的问题存在，那必须被请到营外。
Anyone touch death, touch a dead person, he's unclean.
另外，任何摸到死尸的，这人也不洁净。
And this person, he has to be removed outside of the camp.
他也必须被移到营外去。
Spiritually speaking, it is very, very important for us to know these things.
在属灵上来说，我们认识这些是很重要的。
This leper means the outburst of our flesh, fleshly life.
大麻风就指的我们的肉体一个表现。
Our anger,
我们的怒气。
Our attitude,
我们的态度。
Brothers and sisters, that's just many among few among many.
这就是肉体许多方面的一个。
And our word,
和我们的话语。
Sometimes we gossip.
有些时候我们说闲话。
Sometimes we say something inaccurate.
有些时候我们说的不准确的话。
And sometimes we slander people.
有些时候我们说了别人的坏话。
In our word, 毁谤人。
毁谤人的话。
In our word, we make implication of others.
在我们的话语中好像我们来隐身别人有什么事影射别人有什么事
Brothers and sisters, all these are the expression of flesh that is leper
这些都是肉体的表现那就是大麻风
And these things will hurt the public health
这些事会影响 公共的卫
生健康 will hurt church life, church living.
会影响教会生活。
Brothers and sisters, how much do we need the dealing of the deliverance of the cross of our Lord?
我们何等需要主的借着十字架来释放我们。
And the issue I already mentioned, we don't hold any grudge against any brother or sister.
我们不可以抓住弟兄姊妹的一些事情不放。
If we have any grudge, we need to deal with directly with that person, not with anyone else.
若我们与某人有过节，我们应该直接的和他来解决。
Before the Lord, before the light of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的光中来解决，而不是找其他人来说。
Sister, otherwise, we will be removed from the camp.
否则我们会被请出营外去。
Outside of the camp means we cut the spiritual communication.
被请到营外意味着、把属灵的交通断绝了。
That doesn't mean that nobody would talk to you.
那并不是说不再有人跟你讲话了。
But you won't receive life from other people's fellowship.
但你却不没有办法从其他弟兄姊妹的交通中得生命的供应。
Brothers and sisters, that is very important.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的。
And spiritual death,
属灵的死亡。
If we say a dishonest thing,
我们如果说了这些
we tell a lie,
说的谎话
，and we insist that lie as a fact,
我们却坚持那是个事实。
Brothers and sisters, there will be a spiritual death in us.
那在我们里面就产生了属灵的死亡。
And we need to deal with it.
我们必须对付它。
I mean, removed outside of the camp is cut the communication.
被请出营外就是断绝交通。
But there's still spiritual care.
但是仍然有属灵的关怀。
That is church life.
那就是教会生活。
And the second important factor.
那么第二个重要的因素。
Owe no one anything.
我们不要亏欠人。
If you wrong someone.
如果你得罪了人。
If I offended someone.
如果我们冒犯了别人。
And go to that person.
我们应当到那个人面前去。要跟他和好。
And ask for forgiveness.
应该求人的赦免。
And recompense.
而且我们要悔改。我们要赔偿。
Add one fifth of what you owed him.
并且还加上五分之一。
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus teaches his disciples,
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣教导他的门徒的时候
，He says, if you are going to offer gift to the Lord on the altar,
如果你要到坛前去献祭给神，
献礼物的时候 ，and on the way.You realize you have offended someone.
但是在那个路上，你忽然想到你曾经得罪了人。
Jesus said, "Stop at that point."
我们主耶稣说，你就要停在那里。
And go back.
然后回去。
To your brother, which you wronged.
去跟那个你所得罪的弟兄。
And ask for forgiveness.
要求他的赦
免。With a humble heart.
要带着一个谦卑的心。
With a remorseful attitude.
要一个
悔改。
要有一个悔改的态度。
Brothers and sisters, and then make peace with that brother.
然后与这个人和好。
Then your gift to God will be accepted.
那这样你所献的礼物才为神所悦纳。
That is church life.
这就是教会生活。
Brothers and sisters, don't let any grudge stay in your heart.
弟兄姊妹们，不要让任何的过节留在心中。
But how easily we may cause this problem.
但是我们何等去产生这类的问题。
We may enter into this kind of situation.
我们很可能进入到这种状态。
And we need to be frank to one another.
我们必须彼此坦诚。
And the third important factor.
第三个重要的因素。
Seems is to deal the marriage problem.
看起来好像是对付婚姻生活的问题。
You know, by then, they live in the wilderness. They live very close by each other.
因为当时他们住在旷野里，他们彼此的这个住的是非常相近的。
So the husband and wife sometimes during the day they were doing things at different places.
那么他们夫妻也许在白天的时候在不同地方工作。
And there are some rumor comes to the husband's ear.
啊，有这样的谣言达到了这个丈夫的耳
处。I saw your wife doing some lunch together with another man.
啊，说我看见你的妻子跟哪一个男人在一起吃午餐了。
Brothers and sisters, that will cause jealousy.
弟兄姊妹们，这会产生嫉妒。
That will cause guessing.
会产生怀疑。
猜疑。
猜疑。
Brothers and sisters, that will cause suspicion.
所以产生啊疑虑。
And becomes distrust and mistrust.
啊，就会产生了。
That will cause a crack between the husband and wife.
那么就产生了夫妻之间的问题。
So husband and wife should be open to each other.
所以这个时候，丈夫和妻子就必须彼此敞开。
But once there is an incident caused the spirit of jealousy,
但是如果一旦产生了这个疑恨的心
，then they bring this issue to the priest.
他们必须把这件事带到祭司跟前。
And priest will bring them together before the Lord.In the light of the Lord to settle this issue.
祭司就把他们带到主的面前，主的光中来解决。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，As we walk on this heavenly way,
当我们在这条属天路上行走的时候
，To be open to each other is very, very important.
彼此敞开是非常非常重要的事。
If during the meeting we don't say honest word, truth to one another in love.
如果我们在聚会中不用爱心说诚实话
，And after the meeting, we talk in the parking lot with other people.
聚会完以后，我们在停车场，在其他的背后就讲许多话。
That will allow the enemy to attack the whole body.
这就会
through you and me.
这就会给仇敌一个破口来攻击一个整个身体。
We need to open to one another.
我们必须彼此敞开。
When I was young,
当我还年轻的时候
，My elderly brothers who trained me, helped me.
啊，那位啊，训练我、帮助我的年长弟兄。
They often said, "When we work together, coordinate together to serve the Lord."
他常常告诉我们说，当我们一起行走、彼此配搭的时候
，We are like a family.
我们就像家人。
We are like husband and wife.
就像夫妻。
Husband and wife doesn't only share the same life of Jesus Christ.
夫妻不仅是啊，他们分享了相同的生命，
基督耶稣同相同的生命。But they have one life.
他们呢是一个生命的。
So they said, co-workers have one life.
所以他们说，同工是有同生命的。
If one close up from the other, then the other will die.
如果一个人向另外一个人完全关闭的时候，另外一个人就会死。
This is God's.Administration in his household.
这就是神在他家中的治理。
Sometimes we talk, but no fellowship.
有些时候我们讲话，但是没有交通。
有交不通。
啊，交而不通。
Brothers and sisters, that's a sad thing.
弟兄姊妹，这是很令人遗憾的。
That's the scheme of the enemy.
这是仇敌的诡计。
The enemy will put word in your mind.To suspect your brother,
仇敌会放个东西在你的心里面
，to condemn your brother,
来怀疑你的弟兄，来定罪你的弟兄
，and to create a distrust in you against your brother,
来在你的心中产生对弟兄的不信任。
And you hold this, and then the church life, the family is broken.
而你抓住这个不放的时候，神的家就被破坏了。
So dear young brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的年轻弟兄
，while you are young.
当你还年轻的时候
，learn this lesson，
要学这个功课
，make a decision in your heart，
在你心中定义
，I want to be open， 100% open to my brothers and sisters，
我要
as I open to my Lord，
我要像对主敞开那样，百分之百的对我的弟兄姊妹敞开
，That is the way to keep the cleanness and the healthiness of the house of God。
这就是维持神家的清洁和健康的一个方道路。
And that is we really be a true brother.
那我们就可以成为真弟兄了。
Brother and sister, oftentimes we call each other brother and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们称彼此为弟兄姊妹。
But we wear a professional smile.
啊，我们只不过是带着一个
职
业性的微笑。
We don't open to each other.
我们没有彼此敞开。
That's not true brother.
那不是真弟兄。
That won't last to God's destination.
那没有办法一直持续到神的目的地。
And we need to know this.
我们必须知道这个。
And we need to exercise this.
啊，我们也需要操练。
And then we come to chapter 6 and chapter 7.
然后我们来到的第六章和第七章。
I call it the way, the living of, the way of bless, receive blessing and to please God.
啊，我把它定为蒙福于讨神喜悦的生活与侍奉。
And in chapter 6, talks about the vow of the Nazarite.
在第六章里面讲到拿西尔人的愿。
I won't go in details.
我不会进到细节去。
And this, the vow of Nazarite is a special vow.
啊，这个拿西尔人的愿是一个特许的愿。
We know sometimes people vow the vow before God.
我们知道有些时候人在神的面前许了愿
，because he has special requests of God，
因为他们对神有所特别的要求
，so they vow a vow，
所以他们就许了愿。
But this vow of Nazarite, he has nothing as of God。
但是这个拿西尔人的愿呢，对神一无所求。
But he only wants to please God, so he wants to separate himself for the delight of his Lord。
他呢是单单为了讨神的喜悦而把自己奉献给神。
So one separate himself for the Lord, seeking the delight of the Lord upon his own life.
所以这样的人他就把自己分别出来完全归给神 that 求神的喜悦。
That is called the special vow of the Nazarite.
啊，这就是拿西尔人的特别的愿。
You know when Sister M.E. Barber, when he passed away,
啊，当啊何寿恩教士啊，过世的时候
she willed her Bible to Brother Watchman Nee.
他就把他的圣经遗留给尼弟兄。
And Brother Watchman Nee wasn't able to attend her funeral.
而尼弟兄没有办法去参加他的葬礼。
And when he received a package, he opened up his Sister M.E. Barber's Bible.
当他收到这个包裹的时候，打开就是侯寿恩教士给他的圣经。
He held that Bible and he opened it up.
他就把圣经拿在手上，展开了。
When he opened the first page on the empty space, there were recorded two prayers of Sister M.E. Barber.
在第一页里边，他就看到有侯寿恩教士的两个祷告。
The first one she says, she asked the Lord, Lord, give me an unreserved revelation.
她说主啊，求你给我一个没有遮蔽的启示。
Allow me to see how wretched I am.
容许我能够看见自己是何等的败坏。
The second prayer.
第二个祷告。
As for myself, I ask nothing for myself.
我为己无所求
，but I ask all for you.
我为主求一切。
Brother and sister, that deeply touched our brother.
这两个祷告深深打动我们弟兄的心。
And later, in one of his book, he wrote in Chinese the second prayer.
有一次，他在他自己的书里面就写下这个第二个祷告。
And one brother bought that book.
啊，有一个弟兄买了这本书。
He told me he opened up that book and saw that prayer.
他告诉我说，他打开这个圣经，看见了那个祷告。
Nothing I ask for myself.
我为己无所求。
But for you I ask all.
我为主求一切。
When he read that prayer,
当这弟兄看见这个祷告的时候
，somehow the Holy Spirit just poured down and filled him.
不知怎样的圣灵就整个浇灌在这弟兄的身上。
Dear brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，That is the delight to our Father.
这就是我们父亲的喜悦。
He never forces us to love him.
他从来没有强迫我们爱他。
But he fills us with his love.
但他却用他的爱充满我们。
By pouring down his Spirit,
就是把他的圣灵浇灌我们。
To the one who's ready, whose heart is ready for him.
浇灌在那些心预备好的人身上。
And that is God's administration.
这就是神在家中的
治理。In God's household, God never asks a favor of man.
在神的家中，他从来没有向人求好处。
He gives us abundant grace.
相反的，他乃是把丰盛的恩典赐给人。
Use his love to gain our heart for him.
借着他的爱来赢得我们对他对对他的爱。
So after this vow, God commanded Moses.
所以在这个愿之后，神就吩咐摩西说
，In chapter 6:25-27，
就是第六章第25-27节。
Ask Aaron to bless the people of Israel.
他告诉亚伦来这样的为以色列人祝福。
He says, Jehovah bless thee and keep thee.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
Jehovah make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
Jehovah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. 照着这个翻。
好，他们要
将我的名赐给他们。
他们要将我的名赐给他们。
And I will bless them.
我就要为他们祝福。
God loves His people.
神爱他的百姓。
Loves His household.
爱他的家。
If we know His administration,
如果我们认识他的治理。
And we respond to His love,
并且对他的爱有回应。
And respond to His gracious work upon us,
我们来对他的恩典的工作有回应。
Then for sure we will be blessed.
确定的，我们必然得福。
And for sure.We will be worthy of bearing his name upon us.
我们必然能够为他承担责任。
Then we come to chapter 7.
然后我们来到第七章。
We know chapter 7 is one of the longest chapter in the whole Bible.
我们知道第七章是在整个圣经当中最长的一章。
Probably beside, Psalm 119.
就是诗篇119篇之外的最长的
Chapter 7 of Numbers has 89 verses.
民数记第七章有89节之长。
And some of the recordings repeated 12 times.
啊，有些记载是重复的12次。
The only change is the name.
啊，唯一的改变就是人名。
The chief of that tribe, the name.
就是那一个支派的首领的名字。
Every other word is exactly the repetition.
啊，所有其他的字都是一模一样。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
So when in our Bible study, our leader said, let's skip. We just read the first tribe's leader. Then we go to next one.
所以当我们读经的时
候。So we skip 60 verses.
啊，带领的弟兄就说，我们只读第一个首领的那一段就可以了，其他的我们就把它省略了，
那
就省了六十节。
Why God want to record this?
啊，神为什么要这样详细的记
录 ？Why God want to bore us to this degree?
啊，神为什么要把我们带到这样的地步
？But God delighted to record this.
因为神非常喜悦记录这件事情。
Because this shows how God's household, the service comes from.
因为这告诉我们神的家中的侍奉是怎样来的。
The love of God bestowed upon his people.
神的爱在他的百姓中间。
Then this chief's father of the tribes, they offer up gifts to God.
而这些各支派的首领们，他们就把爱来奉献给神。
Some people say the vow of the Nazarite offer up the person.
有人说拿西尔人的愿乃是把人献给神。
The gift of the chief of the tribes offer up the materials.
而各支派的首领们所献的乃是财物。
Their heart was moved by God's grace.
他们的心被神的恩典所感动。
So out of willingness, out of joyfulness,
所以他们甘心乐意的
，for the satisfaction of God，
为着神的满足
，they give the gifts，
他们把礼物献上
，for the service of God's house，
为着神家的侍奉
，and with one heart， with one accord，
他们是一心一意的奉献。
So every chief offered the same thing，
所以每一个首领都奉献相同的礼物。
First are 12 oxen and 6 wagons，
头一个就是他们奉献了。六辆棚子车和十二只公牛。
for the service of the tent of meeting.
啊，这是为着帐幕的侍奉而献的。
And the second part,
那么第二部分
is for the dedication gift of the altar.
啊，是为着奉献坛的礼而献的。
Which include oxen and lamb and goat and ram.
这些礼物包括公牛犊、公羊羔、公山羊，还有
公绵羊。
公绵羊。
Also fine flowers.
而且还有细面。还有油。
And also, the incense.
还有香。
Brothers and sisters, this speaks about all the spiritual leaders.
弟兄姊妹们，这讲到这些属灵领袖们
，They are willing to live a life of the cross. That is signified the gift on the altar.
他们愿意活在十字架的底下，他们就是把礼物献上。
You know, if we apply the cross of our Lord into our own heart, our own life,
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们把基督的十字架运用在我们的心中
，Then we will start to realize how rich the inner content of it.
我们就会发现啊，这个里面的内里的丰富是何等的大。
And this cross is so precious.
啊，这个十字架是如此的宝贵。
I like Sister Fanny Crosby's song a lot.
我非常喜欢 Fanny Crosby 姊妹所写的诗歌
，because in her lyrics.You can sense the positive attitude toward God.
因为在他的歌词里头，你可以感觉得到他对神那种正面的回应。
You never sense anything passive or negative in her expression.
你都不会在他的词里头找到一点消极的、负面的东西。
Doesn't mean that she never suffered for the Lord.
我们并不是说他从来没有为主而
受。As a matter of fact, she lived a very difficult life.Very simple life, very humble life, very honorable life before the Lord and before man.
事实上，他过得蛮有痛苦，还有许多磨难的生活，
却是在神面前非常尊贵。
但然而，在神面前是非常尊贵的。
But in her hymns, all the words are so positive.
但是在他的诗歌里面，所有的词都是正面。
One of the hymns by her I like the most is.In the cross, in the cross. What's the word, lyric?、Oh, be my glory always.
其中我最喜欢的一首就是十字架，十字架，永是我的夸耀。
Brothers and sisters, she knows the cross of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，她认识我们主耶稣的十字架。
Because she experienced it.
因为她经历了它。
She fellowship with her Lord.In the cross, in the way of the cross.
他与主是借着十字架道路来交通的。
That is the delight of the Father.
这就是父亲的喜悦。
So our Father, He take the trouble to record every word 12 times.
所以我们的父他就愿意把这些记载的十二次。
That is a memorial to the Father.
这在父的面前是个纪念册。
If anyone out of love to God, God remembers.
如果有人是因爱而对神表示，神就记得了。
That is how God's household is built up.
这就是神的家能够建立的一个原因。
That is how God's household, the service is set up in order.
就神的家之所以能够有次序的建立的原因。
Then we should go on.
那我们继续往前。
In chapter 8,
在第八章里头
we see from verse 1 to verse 4,
第一到第四节
the golden candlestick,
这里讲到金灯台
the light shall be lit,
它的灯光必须向前照耀
This speaks about each gathering of God's people on earth in one locality.
这讲到每一个地方的教会在神面前的聚集
The nature and its function.
讲到这样聚集应当有的性质和功用
In God's heart.
在神心中
Brothers and sisters, God desires every gathering of His children become a golden lampstand.
弟兄姊妹们，神渴望每一个他儿女们的聚集是一个金灯台
，to light up the light，
能够发光。
You know that's the church or the assemblies in various localities。
这就是众教会在各地方的聚集。
Should be the vessel for the testimony of our Lord Jesus。
应当成为我们主耶稣基督的见证。
And how to be that testimony？
那如何成为这个见证？
How to be that vessel?
能够如何成为那个器皿呢？
The material is important.
那么材料是很重要的。
He said, it's out of one piece of pure gold.
它乃是从一块纯金打造的。
You know, our human nature is but wood, hay, and stubble.
啊，我们天然的性情只不过是草木和秸。
But the Holy Spirit works in us and give us, constitute in us the nature of God Himself.
但是圣灵在我们身上把神的性情组织起来。
Each time we honor God's will and we are willing to walk in His will.
每次当我们来荣耀我们的神的旨意的时候。
Use our brother's term, we follow the sense of life, the leading of the Holy Spirit.
用我们弟兄们的话说，就是啊，跟随着生命的感觉和圣灵的引导。
Brothers and sisters, then that gold is constituted in us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个金就在我们里面组织起来。
Not only individually, but also corporately.
不仅是个人的，乃是团体。
And with this material of gold,
那么借着这个金的材料
，how this lens stand.Or the candlestick is made.
那么这个金灯台怎样子做成的呢
？Is hammered out.
还是用锤打
？That speaks about the work of the Holy Spirit.
就讲到圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit arrange everything according to the will of God to us.
那么圣灵就照着神的旨意，在我们生活中安排每一件事物。
And he allows all things work for the good for those who love God.
他就容许万事互相效力
That takes
叫爱人们得益处
That takes
但是这需要时间的
That takes experience
那么需要经历的
And then that golden lampstand will be formed
那么这样金灯台就被做成了
So this lampstand, this vessel is very precious
所以这个器皿是非常贵重的
And it's very solid
那么是非常的神圣的
非常坚固的
非常坚固的
Brothers and sisters, that explains each assembly's experience in time and in situations.
这是讲到各地的聚会在时间中应当有的经历。
And when the light was lit,
那么当这个灯光被照耀的时候
should give light over against the candlestick.
那么应当是向前照耀的。
And in the Chinese version is shine forth.Before it, before the lampstand. So this light shines forth toward the veil separate between the Holy of Holies and the Holy Place.
那么这个灯光就照耀在把至圣所和圣所隔开的幔子上面。
Brothers and sisters, what do we see on that veil?
弟兄姊妹们，在那个幔子上，我们看见什么呢
？We see the cherubims.
我们看见基路伯。
Last year, our brother in this retreat tells us the cherubims speaks about the glory of God.
去年在这样的聚集当中，我们弟兄告诉我们说，基路伯乃是表明神的荣耀。
And that glory is the manifestation.Of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而那个荣耀正是表明我们主耶稣基督的生命。
So when the light is lit, then everyone can see that life.
所以当
manifested
灯光照耀的时候，每个人都可以看到那个生命的荣耀。
That is the testimony of each assembly God desires.
那就是神所渴望在每一个聚集中间。看见的荣耀
And that is God's administration in his household.
那就是神在他的家中的治理
And then we see the second part to offer up all the Levite as a wave offerings before and unto Jehovah.
那么第二部分我们看见的就是要把利未人当作摇祭来归给神。
And this group of Levites,
而这些利未人们
they will serve God according to God's will.
他们要按着神的旨意来侍奉神。
And thus, they will take care of everything in the tabernacle.
他们要照料照理所有在帐幕中一切的事物。
That speaks about the witnesses.
这讲到见证。
见证人。If we have the vessel of witness, testimony.
如果我们有了见证的器皿。
But if there's no witnesses,
但是没有见证人。
The light won't be lit.
那么灯光就不可能照耀。
So brothers and sisters, may we have the desire to live for the Lord as the witness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，但愿我们有这样的愿望，成为主耶稣基督的见证人。
Then comes to chapter 9.
那么来到了第九章。
God command the people of Israel to keep the feast of Passover.
神就吩咐以色列人要守逾越节。
Because on that day, the lamb was slaughtered.
因为在那一天羊羔被宰杀了。
And because of that, God's judgment was passed over the people of Israel.
因着这个缘故，神的审判就越过了以色列家。
God's deliverance is through that lamb's sacrifice.
神的救赎
sacrificial death
就借着羊羔的牺牲的死而拯救了以色列人。
And this is something very important to God's people.
那么这对神的百姓来说是非常重要的事。
In the New Testament time, it talks about the Lord's table.
那么在新约时代来说，就讲到主耶稣基督的桌子。
That's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
就是记录在哥林多前书第十章。
Verse 14 to 22nd.
第十四节到第二十二节。
And also some people call the Lord's Supper.
有些人称它为主的晚餐。
That's also in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
就记载在哥林多前书第十一章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
The Lord's table talks about a testimony of the unity of God's people.
主的桌子乃是讲到神百姓的合一的见证。
The unity with their Lord himself.
在跟他的主合一。
The unity with one another in Christ.
也彼此在基督里合一。
So we need to separate us from anything related to idol.
所以我们必须跟任何与偶像有关的事物分别。
Any tradition,
任何的传统。
Any pagan worship ritual,
任何偶像外邦偶异教敬拜的那些仪式。
Brothers and sisters, this should be separated from the Lord's table.
这些必须与主的桌子完全分开。
And the Lord's Supper speaks about the family gathering.
那么主的晚餐来讲到家的聚集。
When we gather together to remember the Lord,
当我们聚在一起纪念主的时候
we remember his death.
我们纪念他的死。
And that in his death, we experience his love.
在他的爱他的死里面我们来经历他的爱。
And then, in this love, we love one another.
在这个爱中我们彼此相爱。
Unconditionally.
无条件的。
Brothers and sisters, that is the testimony.
弟兄姊妹们这就是那见证。
So when we gather together before his table,
所以当我们聚在他的桌子前面的时候
we need to cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves.
我们必须洁净自己。
Depart from any uncleanness of spiritual death.
离开所有一切属灵死亡的物事物。
That means we will use unleavened bread.
所以我们就要用无酵饼。
As a new lump offered ourselves up to the Lord.
作为一个新团把自己献给主。
Matter of fact, many people who understand the meaning of Lord's table.
事实上有许多人当认识主桌子意义的时候。
That is how the Lord sustains us with He Himself.
那就是主用他自己来扶持我们。
Brothers and sisters, that is the meaning of gathering together in his name.
那就是在他名下聚集的意义。
every meeting, prayer meeting, Bible study meeting, message meeting, share the same essence and nature of the Lord's table.
无论是祷告聚会、读经聚会、信息聚会，我们都是在同样的性质里面来交通。
Brothers and sisters, that is, we come together unto Him, and He becomes our satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们在他名下聚集，而他成为我们的满足。
And His flesh we can eat, and His blood we can drink.
这样，他的肉我们就可以吃，
and he,
他的血我们就可以喝。
He becomes our spiritual nourishment.
他成为我们属灵的滋养。
Brothers and sisters, that is the meaning of the church gathering.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们教会聚集的意义。
Then lastly, we come to chapter 10 and chapter 9 and 10.
最后我们到了第九章和第十章。
Chapter 9 start from verse 9. I'm sorry, from 15.
第九章从第十五节开始。
And to the end of chapter 10.
那么一直到第十章的末了。
There are four things, speaks about four important factors of moving.
这里有四件要素讲到关于行动方面。
I'll quickly mention it.
我快快地把它讲一下。
We mentioned part of them in this morning's sharing.
这些我们在早晨的时候已经提到了一点。
One is their action is according to the pillar of cloud.
第一个讲到他们的行动乃是根据于云柱。
The pillar of cloud lift up, so they start to move.
当云彩收起来的时候，他们就起行。
When the pillar of cloud settles, then they pitch tent.
当云彩停住的时候，那他们就安营。
And then the second thing, there are two silver trumpets were made.
那么第二件事就是有两只银号被制作出来。
So the priests shall learn how to blow the trumpet.
所以祭司们要学会怎样来吹号。
In church service and church life,
在教会的生活侍奉里
oftentimes when there's a decision we receive from the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
当我们有些决定是从圣灵而来的时候
and then how we fellowship and announce to brothers and sisters,
我们如何交通并且如何向弟兄姊妹们报告
how we execute this command from the Lord,
我们如何执行从神而来的命令
that is blowing this silver trumpet,
那就是吹银号的意义
and the time when we blow it,
当我们吹这个号的时候
and how we blow it,
我们如何吹它
is very very important,
都是很重要
and who blow it is very very important,
谁来吹也是很重要
that is something we have to learn together,
这就是我们一起要学习的
and then the third thing recorded in this passage,
那么第三个要素在这里讲到的
Chapter 10 verse 29 to 32
就是第十章的29到32节
Moses father-in-law departed from the camp of the Israel
摩西的岳父要离开以色列人的
营 So when they move they are completely separated from human earthly ties
所以当他们行动的时候，他们乃是脱离掉人情和属地的关系。
Brothers and sisters, if we are going to follow the Lord walking on this heavenly way,
弟兄姊妹们，若我们要跟随主来走这条属天的道路
，if we care for earthly friendship more than spiritual fellowship,
如果我们关切属地的这种
友谊
过于属灵的关系交通的话
，Brothers and sisters。We won't move too far.
我们无法走太远的。
We will be tarried.
我们会被牵累。
You know, when Abraham was called out from Ur of Chaldea,
我们知道当亚伯拉罕从乌尔加勒底的乌尔被呼召的时候
，He followed God's calling.
他跟随着神的呼召。
But his father came along with him, took the charge.
但是他的父亲跟着他一起出来，而且主导这件事。
So he only moved to Haran.
所以他只能够走到哈兰。
Until his father died.
直到他的父亲过世。
Brothers and sisters, when we are going to respond to God's leading.
弟兄姊妹们，若我们要来向着神的呼召有回应，
All the friendship, earthly friendships and earthly ties should be severed.
所有属地的友谊和人情都必须了结。
Then lastly,
最后
the ark walk ahead of the camp.
就是约柜
the army,
在他们军队的前头行。
So they follow the ark.
他们跟随着约柜。
They see the ark, so they learn how to follow.
当他们看见约柜的时候，他们就知道如何行。
As we share this morning, that is, we see Christ and we do according to him.
我们今天早晨交通道，这个就是代表我们看见了基督，然后遵他而行。
May the Lord bless his word.
愿主祝福他的话语。
And each and every child of God, we know his administration.In his household.
愿每一个神的儿女在神的家中都知道神的治理。
So as we gather together as one body,
当我们以神的基督的身体相聚的时候，
we ought to know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
我们都知道在神的家中当如何行。
Shall we pray?
愿我们一起祷告好吗？
Dear Lord, we thank you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Because your love and your mercy,
因着你的爱和怜悯，
you saved us,
你拯救了我们。
And also, you are leading us towards your destination,
并且你正带领着我们向着你的目的地去。
And we are walking on this heavenly way,
主啊，我们正走在这属天的路上。
Lord, we give thanks for your grace.
主啊，我们为着你的恩典感谢你。
But yet we have to admit, to confess.
主啊，我们必须承认。
We are ignorant in terms of your will.
我们在你的旨意上实在是无知的。
And we thank you letting us to study book of Numbers.
我们感谢你让我们来学习民数记。
To learn how you prepare the Israel people for their journey.
来了解你如何预备以色列百姓来走这条属天的道路。
Lord, teach us as well.
主啊，照样教导我们。
Speak to our heart.
向我们的心说话。
So we may know your will.
所以我们能够认识你的旨意。
And we may conduct ourselves according to your will.
我们也可以照着你的旨意而行。
We thank you for your word.
我们为着你的话语感谢你。
We thank you for your presence.
我们为着你的同在感谢你。
In the name of my Lord Jesus, I pray.
在我们主耶稣基督的名下祷告。
Amen.
Amen.